Well, I mean, it really is cancel culture on steroids. We now have a famous American singer coming out and saying that we need to cancel the American flag. Wow. I mean, I never thought I'd really hear the day. And yet, here we are. I shouldn't be surprised by anything, right? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. It's good to see you. It's good to be back out on the road again, traveling. I'm doing that. I hope you're doing that, too. I hope so many Americans are getting back to work because it's so important for this economy right now. We're going to get to that in a second. But right now, I just want to tell you about singer Macy Gray, who came out in an op-ed for Market Watch. Gosh, I used to work there. Oh, no. The 53-year-old Grammy winner likened the current flag to the tired Confederate one, citing the insurrectionist who carried the stars and stripes when storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. She wrote, "The American flag has been hijacked as code for a specific belief. God bless those believers. They can have it. Like the Confederate, it is tattered, dated, divisive, and incorrect. It no longer represents democracy and freedom. It no longer represents all of us. It's not fair to be forced to honor it. It's time for a new flag," she writes. You know, look, I don't know what the flag is meaning to people like Macy Gray these days. But look, America is still a place where everyone has an opportunity to succeed. And it's important that we preserve that and we keep that and we continue having these opportunities for every single person. And you can't rip it up to tear it down. What they're trying to do is, I think, going to backfire. I mean, look, you know, she can say this all she wants. I think Americans know in their hearts. And this is something that Americans know that are in the middle. These are Americans that are on the left as well. They know that, you know, the flag is not a symbol of division. The flag is a symbol of triumph, of all that we can be, all that we are, and all that we have been, all that we have achieved. I'm sorry, we are still the greatest nation on earth. And guess what? Everybody else wants to be like us. Everyone. Why? Because we dominate the world because we have the world's largest economy. And I'll tell you, I sure as heck hope it stays that way. But lately, I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because I look at the economic policy, this horrible economic policy that Biden would like to see happen. Hopefully, it doesn't. But keep in mind, he wants to tax everyone. He wants every little last dollar, every last cent he can get out of you, right? This is no longer Uncle Sam wants your money. This is Uncle Joe who wants your money so he can redistribute it, you know, with social programs and reparations and a social redistribution of wealth that would actually ruin our country, right? And that's a big problem. I look at our economy right now, which is just starting to really get back on its feet. And you're looking at industries like travel and leisure, hotels. I mean, this hotel I'm in now, packed with people because people are hungry to get back out there and enjoy life, right? It's one thing that we're really good at doing as Americans. We're really good at spending money. I hope we're good at saving it too. I want to talk about that because you got to think about saving for your future, but it's hard. It's hard when you don't know because you don't know if your dollar today is really going to be worth that dollar tomorrow. And that's because policy, economic policy, wealth redistribution is going to take a big chunk out of your earnings power and your savings power for that matter. And so it's one of the reasons why I say you've got to think about diversifying your portfolio in this environment. You got to think about what you're holding. You got to think about having things like hard assets, right? Diversification is critical. And you know, your friends probably all tell you, you know, you should invest in this, you should invest in that. One of the things that you should be investing in is gold. And you shouldn't be listening to your friends. I mean, I'm sure your friends have great advice on some things, but you really need to talk to an expert on something like this. Gold, precious metals, it helps you to even out some of the fluctuations that you might see in your portfolio courtesy of a really bad economic policy agenda or inflation. And we're looking at possibly both, right? So give Legacy Precious Metals a call. They do an excellent job at this. They have been doing it for 40 years. This is what they specialize in. And they know the gold industry inside and out, the whole precious metals industry inside and out. And it's important for you to be in the space right now. So give them a call, 866. You see the number on the screen if you're watching the show, 6204. Again, that's 866-473-6204. And again, they really know what they're doing. You can go to Legacy Investment, legacypminvestment.com. Again, that's legacypminvestment.com, or give them a call. Talk to them about how you want to protect yourself right now and how you need some gold, some precious metals in your portfolio. I mean, I've been watching the price of gold. I do think it's probably going to head towards 2000 in the very relative near future. We've been watching gold prices in part because, look, I mean, Jerome Powell, he has left rates so low for so long now, right? And how can that not lead to inflation when you have such low interest rates for an extended period of time? At some point, they're going to have to up it. I mean, he came out and said, you know, maybe it'll be a year earlier. Maybe it'll be the end of 2023 instead of 2024. He said that last week. And then there was Bullard, who came out and said he's one of the Fed governors. And he said, oh, well, actually, maybe it'll be a year earlier than that. Here's the thing. If they don't do it soon, you're going to have runaway inflation. You're going to have those Volcker years all over again, right? Because we're already at 6.6% on producer prices, which then transfers over to consumer prices. And we've already seen a 5% uptick over last year in consumer prices. And look, you take your pick, whether you're talking about food, energy, real estate, all the things that we need and we consume, prices are going up everywhere. So that is bound to continue in this increasingly open economic environment. Unless, of course, the Fed says, well, we got to move. We got to move quick, in which case then you run the risk that your assets in the equity market start to get hurt. Again, another reason to go back to gold and to give legacypminvestment.com a ring, because you want to diversify right now. I can't emphasize that enough. You know, there are some people that just put gold in as part of their portfolio as a hedge against who knows, right? Inflation, against Armageddon. Let's hope Armageddon's not coming. But when you talk about getting rid of the flag, I mean, that's kind of a telltale sign of not very good things ahead, right? I want to go back to Macy Gray, because this is coming on the heels, of course, of us having another Independence Day, Juneteenth, which happened over the weekend. It's called Juneteenth National Independence Day. I'm all for Juneteenth, right? That's great. Let's have a federal holiday for Juneteenth. I would have called it probably National Emancipation Day, but they're calling it National Independence Day, and it's happening just a couple weeks before the actual National Independence Day. So you can see how they're starting to craft a narrative, and we'll see how much this Macy Gray thing sticks. But when you start saying that the flag itself is a problem, I mean, the term patriot for a while, I can remember when the whole January 6th thing was happening and the term patriot was considered problematic. And I'm like, wait, what did I miss? Like, why is patriot a problem now? Well, patriotism, the flag, all of it. And they're going to keep going back and they're going to keep pointing to January 6th and say, well, because of that, in fact, that's part of what Macy Gray gets into. Because of that, she said they were holding the flag. Because of that, the flag, patriotism, pro-American values are now, in their eyes, all part of the problem. No, those are not part of the problem. Those issues are what I think help make America so strong, right? You want to have a patriotic nation. You want people to be proud of their country, and you want people to be proud of their flag. And if you try and destroy that, you're destroying the soul and the essence of America. And it's interesting to me that this was put in Market Watch, again, a publication I used to work for, marketwatch.com, which is now owned by the Wall Street Journal. And she went on to say that this is somehow, again, it's not fair, she said, to be forced to honor it. It's time for a new flag. It no longer represents democracy and freedom. And she wants something that she said reflects colors of all of us, your skin tone and mine, like the melanin scale. The Smithsonian documents, I mean, this is just too good, I have to keep reading. The Smithsonian documents that the white stripes represent They represent, or the Smithsonian documents, that the white stripes represent purity and innocence. America is great. It is beautiful. Pure it ain't. It is broken and in pieces. Ha! Huh. Talking about trying to get you down, huh? You know, I'll tell you though, Macy Gray's not going to get me down. Macy Gray and the rest of them, no. And you know what? It's not going to fly. I hope to God it doesn't fly, right, with the rest of America. I think Americans are more sensible than that. But listen, they're like a dog with a bone right now, the left, that is, because they got Joe Biden in there. And Joe Biden was just supposed to be like the nice guy, right? He was supposed to be Uncle Joe. No problems here. Just keep the status quo. The economy will keep doing great. You know, he's not Trump. So he campaigned from his basement, basically, on being not Trump. So now they got him there. And he has such a radical agenda, economically speaking. He models himself after another FDR. And he wants to accomplish all this stuff. And all this social justice stuff, too. And I think the social stuff is where people are going to say, but wait a second, we're not bad. We're not bad people. Americans, we got a great history. I know it's not perfect. And there were moments that were pretty devastating and pretty awful. But let's face it, every country has those moments. And it's partly how you get over those moments and how you persevere and you come through on the other side. And I prefer to look at history in a positive light, because as much as some of that bad stuff happened, at some point you gotta move on, right? And you don't say, we're just going to get rid of the country. We're going to get rid of the flag. We're going to forget that we are Americans and America is what it is. That's never the answer. So Macy Gray can keep writing this. The left can keep spewing this. I think ultimately what happens is that Americans rally around each other. Left and right, we're still American, and we know that. And deep down, people are proud of it, and they don't like being told that they should be ashamed. So the more they do this, the more it will backfire. Now, they may not tell you, right? It may be like you have to pretend that you're not a conservative, because conservatives are so shunned. I mean, heck, Americans are being shunned. But I think when push comes to shove, Americans, they usually do the right thing. Thanks so much for listening today. Make sure you go to my website, trishintel.com, where you can get all your news and all your information. And I will be back right here with you again tomorrow.